At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have everybody with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Got a lot to do this hour. I'm going to do a lot of college football. It's Carver sans Lisi, by the way. Joe out on assignment. Mike Carver with you. Of course, hit Burbell. Matthias Burbell in the mix. As we've got all the baseball going on, I got a lot of college football this hour. Try to get to the golf, too, a little bit, as we've got two tournaments this week. We've got the PGA at the 3M in Minneapolis, and we have LIV in the United Kingdom as they're playing at the JCB. The guys who makes, like, the trucks, the excavators? JCB? I know I took my kid to the Monster Truck Show. They had a monster truck, the JCB Digatron. In there as well. That's where they're playing the LIV this week. So we'll try to get to that as well. And there's Verdugo, who I was absolutely destroying about 20 minutes ago. Hit an RBI double to make it 3-2. Destroying the guy. It's an RBI double. It's funny how that works sometimes, right, Matthias? Give the guy the business. Yell at him, and then he comes through.
Gets an RBI.
Comes through with a big hit. So 3-2 now. But it doesn't matter to me because the most dangerous part of the Yankee lineup isn't going to get pitched to tonight. So it's not going to pitch to him. They don't need to. And the Yankees are going to get their first pitch hitter. And Quintana, who they take? Oh, Ottavino came in, of course, for Quintana this inning. And now Ottavino's finished, as he should be. He stinks. With Austin Wells being announced as the hitter, they'll bring a lefty in, I would have to assume, to face Austin Wells.
They should have kept in Quintana. I don't know why they took him out. He was throwing the cheddar cheese.
He was throwing good, right? And he seemed like he was throwing good. Meanwhile, the Reds-Braves game that was bagged on Tuesday night for the weather, rescheduled. They'll play two on Wednesday, an early and a late, 12:20 for the first game and 6:05 for the second game. So a split admission doubleheader for Atlanta and Cincinnati coming up on Wednesday. And when we have, we know which game that Nick Martinez is in, we, of course, will go back to Ozuna in that one, as that's a void for us here on a Tater Tuesday tonight. Blue Jays get a little closer, so they got the Vladdy homer. Did they get anything else after that? I think they might have. Justin Turner, with I think was a back-to-back and a belly-to-belly. So 3-2 now, Rays lead the Jays in the bottom of the sixth. In that one. And 3-0 Red Sox. Duran's up. Can Duran go yard? No, he just got on somehow. He couldn't hit a homer.
The Cardinals close out the Pirates 2-1.
Wow, that's unfortunate. That's unfortunate. So that's a tough loss with how well Skeens pitched. But, you know, you could say the same result if they don't bring it. I don't mind them pitching the ninth. I don't have any problem with that. So that stinks for the Pirates, but plenty of other games. They take the series then on Wednesday. Try to do that. Or are they playing four? playing four with the Cardinals? They're playing three. They're playing three. I'll close the series out. They're playing actually early on Wednesday, 12:35 afternoon game. A lot of afternoon games on Wednesday. Several afternoon games. We'll get into that later on here this hour with the baseball. Matias, did you know that even though the opening ceremonies for the Olympics are on Friday night, that there is actual competition that starts on Wednesday?
I'm on it.
Did you know about this? I'm specifically asking you about this because it's actually one of the things that you, of course, love, which is the soccer. And they get the soccer going. I'm going to try to see if I got this right. Am I counting this here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All these games are on Wednesday, Matias? Do I have this right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's 8 games in the soccer tomorrow?
There's a lot, Carver. USA, France tomorrow, baby. Our boys are in it. The soccer always starts early before the ceremony.
They need the days off. They can't, you know, they try to pack it in. You're trying to play so many games. Because what do they play? 3 group stage games, I would guess?
Yeah, 3 group stage games, and there's 4 groups. And it's competitive, man. You know what I mean? These U23s, it's competitive. And these countries, they're allowed to bring 3 players over the age limit, you know, to come join them and help them out. And, you know, Argentina brought 3 guys who are all good, who all have value. And, you know, I like this team. At minus 128
tomorrow. Wait a second here. I need to back up for a moment. So you're supposed to have rosters of guys who are under 23 years old. Did you just tell me you could bring 3 guys who are not 23? Is that what you're telling me? Older than 23?
Yes. You're allowed to bring 3 guys who are over 23 years old.
Who did Argentina bring?
They brought Rulli, the goalkeeper, the backup goalkeeper to Emiliano Martinez. And the only reason that he's there is because Aston Villa didn't let Emiliano Martinez go. They also brought in Otamendi, who's the captain of Argentina, who was the captain prior. He's a center defender, very good player, plays all over Europe. And they brought one more, Julian Alvarez. You know what? I have to double check who the last name is. I think.
So
Julian
is there
Alvarez,
anyone on the is there anyone on the American team we know?
Yes, Walker Zimmerman.
Okay, Walker Zimmerman's on the team. Who? Give me more than that. What about this? What about this Ferreira? Is he on the team?
No. Walker Zimmerman is on the team, and then there's one more defender, Miles Robinson. Miles Robinson is also on Team USA. I don't know who their other guy is that's over the age limit. It might be Busio, who plays in Italy in the Italian league. He's on the team as well. A lot of other names I don't recognize. Kramaski is on the USA team as well. A lot of people here who follow the MLS. He actually plays here in Miami with Messi, so he's been making a name for himself over there in Miami. Kramaski, he actually decided to play for USA instead of Argentina. He had the choice to play for Argentina or USA, and he chose America.
So who were
nice.
The guys that they brought then? Look at this. I don't know what any of these guys are, man.
Hey, Morocco actually brought a damn good player. Morocco brought Hakimi, who plays for PSG in France, who also got all the way to the semifinals in the World Cup with Morocco just a few years ago. Very, very good player. He's the captain for the Morocco team, obviously. He plays against Argentina tomorrow, so that's a fire game.
I guess
that's
these are limited name. Rosters, too, right? I see 16 guys on the team. That's it, huh?
Yeah, it's not massive, man. It's an intimate roster, that's for sure. I can't wait for this tournament to start, man. It's up in the air. You never know who's gonna win these things because when it comes to the Olympics and these age groups, man, these guys just don't stop running. They're running up and down the field for 90 straight minutes. It seems like nonstop action. I'm excited for this Olympic run right here.
So France is the favorite. They're +210. Argentina is +240. Spain is +280. Those are the clear 3 favorites. Obviously. And then I'll give you a couple more when we come back. I want to. What's USA in Group B? Group A? Group A with France, of course. Carver and Lacey, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver at Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, channel 159. Good, Matthias. All right. Chop the legs out from under us on that one.
You know what? I think we're good. I still see the levels moving. It's supposed to be on.
I mean, it basically right just came in and chopped the legs out from under. There it is.
Yeah.
Got the gremlins running the board tonight. Yeah. Look out. Wow. Anything can happen, I guess, here amongst us. All right. Quickly, before I move on to a couple of other things. Actually, before I finish this off, 6-3 Marlins Orioles still. 3-2 Mets Yankees top seven. The Rays now have first and third with nobody out and a 3-2 lead. Going to the seventh in Minnesota, still scoreless. For the Phillies and the Twins, nothing happening there. 3-1 Diamondbacks lead the Royals. 2-1 Rangers lead the White Sox. And 5-0 Red Sox. 5-0 Red Sox. How'd they score again? I know it wasn't Jaron Duran. I know that. Ref
Seems
Snyder,
like the Red Sox are
double.
Taking out all their anger after that four-game losing streak, getting swept
well,
in Los Angeles.
Well, can Doyle get a hit? I guess not. You know, I guess Doyle can't. Doyle can hopefully homer tonight. I haven't seen if the Brewers and the Cubs have finally been bagged. Let me see if I can get an update for them, as they've already gotten rid of the Brave Red game. They are going to start 9:30 East, 8:30 local in Chicago. They will start the Brewer Cub game. So there you go. We got a shot. We got Yelich rocking in that game, and we'll have some fun. Astros, A's, Angels, Mariners, and Giants, Dodgers coming up later. So I brought up this Olympic soccer, which does start. We've had a lot of fun with soccer the last month. Of course, the Euros, the Copa, things like that. And now the Olympic soccer is starting 2 days before the opening ceremony. They got a lot of games to get in, and there's 8 games that you can go after here. Where is this, Matthias? I just lost it for a second. Hold on. Here we go. Men's soccer. I gave you the three favorites, of course. Is it going to be one of those? Let's make it real simple, Matthias. It's going to be one of those three teams that wins the gold medal? France, Argentina, Spain?
Absolutely. Yes, okay. Without a doubt.
So,
100%.
All right. So there's no point then, I guess. We're not going to take any deep shots here. I mean, USA's 24-1. Paraguay, Japan, 30-1. Sometimes tricky in this.
I wouldn't. I'm actually looking at the entire French national team roster right now. I actually want to know what three guys they brought that are over the age limit, because you know they're not bringing Mbappe, you know. Huh. So who they
so bring? If they wanted to and could have convinced them, they could bring Mbappe as one of their three guys.
They absolutely
like
can.
They're not going to do that off of a Euro, obviously. He just played in the Euro.
No,
he busted his face.
It's hard to get these guys to come because their club team actually has to let them come over. They have to get permission
right
from their
and
club team.
And he's just joining Real Madrid. I mean, he's not.
Exactly. But the other thing is, you know, they've been running for a month now. You're not going to let these guys come, especially after they played in Copa America for the last month and a half in the Euro Cup. You know, a lot of these guys are not going to get permission because, you know, their club teams are the ones that pay them. So it's like they don't want to risk injury and things like that. They understand that this tournament that's about to take place is about to be very intense. You know, these aren't going to be friendly games whatsoever. These guys are going to come represent, and it's a dream come true for these guys. You know, Argentina's bringing Otamendi because he got benched, you know, by Lisandro Martinez and Cuti Romero, who are now, you know, two of the best center backs in the world right now, not just in Argentina. So he gets to come and represent his country and play in the Olympics, you know, in a rare thing for him. And Julian Alvarez plays for Man City for now. And, you know, he's young as hell still. Almada's also on the team. I really like this Argentina team to possibly make the final again, dude.
So
like, this is a damn good team. And they have something on all three levels, which is what I like. They got a star in the offense. They got a star in the midfield. They got a star on the defense. And they have a damn good goalie that could take control of the box. And you know how important that is to have a good goalie, especially in these types of tournaments where young goalies will make big mistakes.
Well, let's get down to brass tacks here, and that's for Wednesday. Why don't we just take France, Spain and Argentina, three-team money line parlay at plus 207.
I love it. I'm doing it.
So
I'm
France is playing the United States. Spain's playing Uzbekistan, and Argentina's playing Morocco. Boom, boom, boom. Three chalk.
I love it.
Plus 207. All right.
Absolutely.
Put it with the golf.
Morocco's going to play them tough tomorrow, but I see Argentina winning still yet.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, Argentina's not going to lose to Morocco, are they? I mean, the first game of the Olympics.
Well, you know, they shouldn't, but Morocco's been playing really well for the last 8 years. You know, they've been building something for a long time. They get really good players over there in Morocco right now. You know, that's why they made a semifinal run all the way to the World Cup. You know, that wasn't a fluke. You know, that's like the system. It's like the Sudanese basketball team. It's not a fluke that they only lost by two to the USA. Those guys have been building that program for years now, you know, and that's why they're good. So I do expect them to play them tough. And they have a damn good captain over there with Hakimi. You know, that guy plays for PSG. He's one of the best defenders in the world. So it's going to be a good game. But like I said, Argentina has something on all three levels, including the goalkeeper. You know, that gives them the edge.
And the other thing that starts on Wednesday is the rugby. You in on the rugby? No.
Well, you know I got to go with the All Blacks. If I'm rolling with rugby, I'm rolling with the All Blacks, baby.
I mean, I guess there's point spreads for the 29.5, you know. Jeez.
Do you think the USA could make another surprise victory? Are they even in it?
Yes, they're playing France. So they're playing France in soccer and in rugby.
What are the odds of that?
On the men's side. 12.5 they're getting. It's actually, I think, the lowest spread on the board. Oh, no, Ireland and South Africa is 5.5. I got to play Ireland tomorrow. Let's go. I'll get involved with the rugby. 11:30 a.m. East, Ireland and South Africa. Let's go. Carver and Lacey, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lacey, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. So that's good. You get yourself some little Olympic action coming up. And I got a lot of numbers for all these Olympic sports, as I was mentioning the other day. So really, just about anything. I think it's anything, at least for me in New York, anything that's not judged, like somebody's judging it. As long as it's not being judged, you can bet on it. Now, some states, they don't care about that. Like Jersey, like you can do anything in Jersey. But like I know, at least for me, like in New York, if there's a sport that's like judged on, like I would guess, you know, diving or something like that, I'm sure that they'd give you a problem when it comes to actually being able to bet on it. But for most things, soccer, rugby, basketball, track and field, all of that, you can get yourself in the mix for it, that's for sure. 6-0 Red Sox. Tyler O'Neill hit another homer? I think he was just up. 2 for Tyler O'Neill. You got to be kidding me. O'Neill homer to left. Center and left for O'Neill tonight. 6-0 Red Sox out in Colorado. 3-1 Diamondbacks Royals. 2-1 Rangers White Sox. Still scoreless. Bottom 7 in Minnesota. Of course, when it stays scoreless that long, I have to at least look and make sure nobody's got like a no-hitter or anything. Oh, no, they don't. 4 hits for the Phillies. 3 hits for the Twins.
I'll tell you what, I can't believe this Nunez on the Mets, the pitcher that just came in for the 7th. Alonso makes an incredible play at first base. Absolute scorcher of a catch. An amazing catch. Gets off his belly. Throws a little underhand toss to the pitcher to step on the bag. And the guy drops the ball. Just a disgraceful, disgraceful attempt right there to get the out after the amazing catch by Alonso. Alonso just drops to his knees. Can't believe the play he made, and they can't close it out. Yankees now have a man on first. No outs.
Soto and Judge coming up. So the Yankees haven't had many spots tonight where they can get Soto and Judge up with a chance where they have to be pitched to. And Nunez might not have a choice here in this at-bat. But he's quickly got him 0-2. Meanwhile, the Marlins are trying to close out the Orioles. They got 2 outs in the top of the 9th. Man on. Urias is up. If he ever got on, you'd get, and he's not going to get on as he grounds out the second. I was going to say if he got on, he'd give me one last crack for Gunnar Henderson, but no, he did not do that. So Marlins beat the Orioles down in Miami tonight, 6-3. Good win for them. And Judge waiting on deck there. I'd love to see Judge homer tonight, Matias, if we could somehow effort that in.
And his Nunez just threw a wild pitch. Oh, my goodness, it's falling apart right here.
You're on the Mets. I know you took the Mets live, so you're not going to be with me on this. You see, here's where the wild pitch comes into play now. If he gets Soto, if he gets him, do you walk Judge and put the go-ahead run on first with two outs?
100%.
I probably do because the guys, now I would assume he'd probably hit J.D. Davis for Rice-A-Roni with the righty on the mound. But still, he needs Soto to get on here or else they're going to walk Judge.
He just struck out Soto. Soto just struck out.
Yeah, Soto does strike out. What an awful at bat by him. And now, I don't even think there's a question. There's no way this guy Nunez is going to pitch to Judge. I just don't see it. They're all looking in the dugout right now. He's got three walks tonight. He hasn't seen one pitch. And Mendoza's coming out. He's already telling him, walk him. Are they going to now, will the Yankees let J.D. Davis hit, or will they bring in Rice-A-Roni? Because they're walking Judge. There's just no shot. Which stinks. So if you, unfortunately, Matias, if you played Judge for the homer tonight, he's gonna have four walks. That sucks.
Carver, on Saturday
sucks.
When I went to the Dodger game, I actually had a hit parlay. I forget with a bunch of hitters, and I needed Ohtani to get me one more hit, and they kept walking him. They walked him at the end of the game multiple times, and I couldn't get even an attempt. It was killing me.
This is, you're getting to that time of the year now where this is like, I mean, come on now here. They're not even going to fake the walk. They intentionally walk him this time. Four walks for Judge tonight. Absolutely brutal, and it will be Rice-A-Roni who's going to pitch it for Davis here. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. All right. Two-run homer for Ketel Marte. 5-1 Diamondbacks as they go to the bottom of the fifth. No hit for Walker there. I'm sorry, Matias, but he did not get one. Bottom seven, still scoreless Phillies and Twins. The Mets did intentionally walk Judge. Four walks for him tonight. Rice-A-Roni's up now. First and second, one out. He fouled off a bunch of pitches here against Nunez. And we'll see if he can keep the train moving here for the Yanks. We'll see if the move by the Mets pays off of walking Judge. I mean, it's the right move no matter what happens. Why would you let Judge beat you when one of these other hacks beat you? And
wow.
Rice-A-Roni got
Rice
into one in the left center.
Yard right there, Carver.
Oh, wow.
I thought it was close.
Right to the wall. And it will. It didn't even move the runners over. I mean, Grisham really, he doesn't, see the thing there is there's no point getting thrown out at third if you're Grisham. It's actually smart not to tag because he's going to score on a base hit anyway. So, Rice-A-Roni doesn't get the job done with the fly out to left field. Bad job by him. It'll be up to Volpe to see if he can move the train along in this one. Rays up 4-2 on the Jays. They're in the bottom of the eighth in Toronto. And they're just getting started at Wrigley, Brewers and the Cubs. A's, Astros, Angels, Mariners, Giants, Dodgers. All going to get going in a matter of moments as well. Really not a matter of moments for Giants and Dodgers. That's a little bit later after we're gone. That'll get cooking. Man, Nunez is going to escape this, Matias. I can see this already. Nunez is going to get out of this
good.
Thing.
That's what we need, baby. That's what we need. Let's go.
So Big Ten Media Week underway. I'll play clips tomorrow with Joe of some of these guys. I liked that the Oregon put the big duck in the water in the White River in downtown Indianapolis. Nice job by them. And Volpe grounded out. The Yankees suck. 3-2, and they go to the eighth in the Bronx. And I this is where the Mets will add on, too. They'll get, like, some two-run homer and make it 5-2 at some point here. I watched a couple of these guys from the Big Ten on Tuesday. Schiano with Rutgers, and I was saying to Joe yesterday, I was stunned that they were picked ninth. But I figured out why. Their schedule is, I believe, the easiest in the Big Ten this year. They're the only team in the Big Ten that doesn't face any of the league's predicted top five teams. They're the only team that avoids Ohio State, Oregon, Penn State, Michigan, and Iowa. Their win total, 6.5. How about that? Rutgers could be one of those teams that probably, because they're in the Big Ten, is going to get pushed up the rankings a little bit. Let me see how they start. Rutgers football schedule. Let's see what they have here. Howard, Akron, that's a nice 2-0. Etva Tech, that's not easy. Home for Washington on a Friday night. Oh, they'll be in a frenzy in Piscataway. At Nebraska, Wisconsin, home for UCLA, at USC, home Minnesota, at Maryland, Illinois, at Michigan State. They are playing all the other hack teams. They miss all the good teams. Now, they're not going to go out and win at USC or anything like that, but can this Rutgers team get to 7-8 wins? Yeah. You know, Schiano didn't do great everywhere else he went, but there's something about him in Rutgers. He does turn them around. And I could see them, especially with this schedule. Let me see. That's a win. That's a win. Howard and Akron's 2. UCLA's awful. That's 3. Minnesota at home, 4. Illinois, 5. Michigan State, 6. They're going to have to win one of these games that they, you know. Washington at home, at Nebraska, Wisconsin at home. They're going to need to win one of those 3 probably to get over the 6.5. That's going to be the swing 3 games of that total. Right there between September 27th and October 12th. Rutgers wins one of those 3 games, they're going to get over the 6.5. At least by my calculations with the college wins over and unders. On the other side of the schedule, Wisconsin's going to play 4 of the top 6 teams. Oregon, Penn State, Iowa, and USC. They also play Alabama in out of conference. So Wisconsin, Luke Fickle's off to a rough start. I saw Ryan Day gushing over Chip Kelly as well. I forgot that with all the college shuffling. Chip Kelly was the head coach at UCLA and left there, wasn't fired, left, to go be the offensive coordinator at Ohio State. Ryan Day, I trust Chip with my life. Day said, anytime at Ohio State, you'll always have these expectations. Our guys have said, you know what our goals are. We're not going to shy away from them. We want to win the rivalry game. Win the Big Ten in this stadium and win a national championship. Ryan Day, and they had put some graphic up on the screen too on the Big Ten Network today. The only team he's ever lost to in the Big Ten is Michigan. Where's the Ryan Day stat? I got to get it up. Everyone was tweeting it out. Let's see if I can get that picture back up. Where's the Ryan Day numbers against everyone else? Of course, everybody tweets this out all day. And then when you go to look for it, it's nowhere to be found. Here it is. 40-0 versus Big Ten programs not named Michigan. Not bad. Now, remember, he lost to Oregon, too, but Oregon wasn't in the Big Ten then. So, Ryan Day, nice job there. Very impressive stat, as it says there on that tweet. Nice job. Look, they are loaded, Ohio State. And if he loses to Michigan this year, which is going to be a down Michigan year, that's where Ryan Day is going to get himself into some trouble. I know there's been whispers about it the last couple years after losing to Michigan. He loses this year to that Michigan team that lost so much, including their head coach. And he's got the game at home. He got a lot of problems. Now, that early number here. And what did I tell you was going to happen here, Matias, in this Yankee game? I thought that was a homer there. I thought Vientos was going to get it. And did he get thrown out at second? No, he did not. So second and third for the Mets. I told you that they'll add on here. The Yankees missed a golden opportunity. Couldn't get it done. And now Mets are going to add on in a big way against this miserable Yankee bullpen. The underbelly of the Yankee pen. Sure enough, second and third. And Vientos just missed a homer. Almost went out. I trust Chip Kelly with my life. I'm going to have to get Joe that for tomorrow. Play Joe and see what he thinks of that for Chip Kelly. But there's going to be even more on Wednesday. And I'm going to play Joe the Narduzzi as well. Narduzzi's been at Pitt for a long time. He's got to stop worrying about Penn State. He brings it up every year at that ACC Media Day. Every year. We love playing rivals. You know, Penn State doesn't want to play us. We're just letting everybody know again, Penn State doesn't want to play us. We know, Pat. They don't want to play you. You don't have to bring it up every year. Worry about winning some games. How about that? Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. All right. Bases loaded for the Mets. Now, with one out in the top of the eighth, they're up 3-2, and they are probably going to extend here. As this kid Weaver's on the mound for the Yankees, it ain't going well for him. That's for sure. Top eight still scoreless: Phillies and Twins. 6-0 Red Sox, and they're looking for more. Top of the fourth with two on and one out. Cubs and the Brewers are underway. They go to the second, scoreless. They go to the bottom of the first in Oakland, Astros, and the A's. Same thing, bottom first in Seattle, Angels, and Mariners. Giants and Dodgers will get going in a little bit with Landon Knack against Jordan Hicks tonight in that one. The other thing that I had for you here, and we'll do lots of college tomorrow, with, of course, Joe being back. And yes, Joe back in the mix. I mentioned Narduzzi, which we'll play tomorrow, too. And then the Big Ten media poll. Me and Joe touched on this a little bit. But I find it, the hard thing for me, and I looked at this last year with the teams in the Big 12, is that these teams joining these big conferences, there's got to be a little bit of an adjustment period, right? I just don't see anybody moving it. And there's a lot of movement this year. Remember that. You've got a whole bunch of teams going to the Big 12. You got Stanford and Cal and SMU going to the ACC. You've got the four West Coast teams joining the Big 10. You got Texas and Oklahoma joining the SEC. Last year, I went after all those teams in the Big 12 that joined and played him to the under, adjusting to the conference, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I feel like, and we did pretty well with that. I believe it was 3 out of 4 went under between UCF, Cincinnati, Houston, and BYU. I'm going to go after that again this year in all these situations. Cal and Stanford both have to make, And I'll wait for Joe to do the whole schedules and the win. It's a win. It's a loss. It's a loss. But I glanced at one of them this afternoon. I mean, they're each going to have to take between 2 and 4 trips East Coast for road games. Like, you know, you think it's about the travel now with them being in that conference. And the same thing's going to go for USC, UCLA, Oregon. Now, it's a little different in there because I believe they're going to have, for the most part, the West Coast teams are going to be playing each other. You know UCLA and USC are only going to play each other. Oregon and Washington are going to play each other. They have other, you know, there's three other teams they could play. With Cal and Stanford, it's just them on the other side of the country. They're going to have to take a lot of trips east. I mean, I just see a real bad start for them. I think it'd be maybe a little easier for SMU. And why I also think SMU could be worth a look in the ACC, maybe for an over, is they play such a different style than that league is used to. With the up-tempo offense, the scoring tons of points. So they're kind of a different scenario for me. But I think Cal and Stanford are going to be in for a world of hurt having to fly to the East Coast a whole bunch of times during the year. And I think the same is going to go for these four West Coast teams in the Big Ten. You know, I think that, you know, Washington's not going to be good. And I know Oregon's great. And I'm sure that they have so much talent that they're going to be able to overcome it. But it's going to wear on them at some point. I am going to get the Oregon schedule up right now for this year. How many times are they making significant trips? So they obviously start off with all the cupcake games. Idaho, Boise State at home. They have we're going to get the Civil War game early in the year now. Splashing around with the Beavers in Corvallis in early September. But here's the deal. Like, they go to UCLA. You know, they play UCLA and Washington. So I think every year they're going to always play Washington, and they'll play one or the other, USC and UCLA. They go to Purdue, they go to Michigan, they go to Wisconsin. I mean, it ain't like going to Rutgers, but they're long trips. It ain't like what they were doing going to Stanford or going to Arizona. There's going to be adjustment there for Oregon. Home Michigan State, home Ohio State, at Purdue, home Illinois, at Michigan, home Maryland, at Wisconsin. You know, that's a tough. Oregon, you got to go up to Camp Randall in the middle of November. That ain't like pulling into Tucson. Oregon's great, and they'll make the playoff. But winning the Big Ten, their first year in it, I think that's a little bit too much to ask. It helps they get Ohio State at their place, and I'm sure that'll be the swing game in terms of one of them maybe making it in. I mean, who knows? They could both be in the championship game. They could be the two best teams. But let's say there's a tiebreaker. That game's obviously going to come down to it. Because remember, no divisions anymore in the Big Ten. But I still think it's going to be hard for all these teams. Even a team as good as Oregon, first year in a new conference with a lot different travel and a lot different style of play. USC, UCLA, Oregon, Washington, Stanford, Cal, and even in the Big 12. I know there's not as much travel, but those Big 12 teams know each other so well. Arizona, Arizona State, Utah, Colorado, getting thrown in the mix there to play all the Texas teams, Oklahoma State, Kansas State. I don't think one of them is going to come showing up and winning the title the first year either. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you aboard. Brent Rooker with a two-run shot for Oakland. His 23rd of the season. Your boy Rooker's been really good for the A's. A's have hit a lot of bombs. They're like third or fourth in baseball in home runs this year. And they're off to a good start against the Astros. No score, bottom two, Cubs and Brewers in Chicago. Still 6-0. Doyle's up for the Rockies. Can we get a two-run homer for Doyle here? Brenton Doyle, can we go yard, Matias? Please, can we get on the board? God, it would be good. Let's go. By the way, the Mets had that bases loaded in the top of the eighth, and they were not able to cash in as Weaver got out of the jam. So bottom eight now, Yankees down a run. Matone's on the mound here. So, now, usually, of course, Edwin Diaz is the closer for the Mets. Allegedly, they're saying he's in the dugout. So he might not be available tonight for the Mets, which is actually unfortunate because that actually probably would have been better for the Yankees if he was. Doyle hit into a double play. Awful night for him. We guess we picked the wrong night to back him. But it's only the bottom of the fourth in Colorado, so hopefully we'll get another couple at-bats out of Brenton Doyle to maybe go yard. We still got a full complement of Christian Yelich at-bats, hopefully, in Milwaukee against the Cubbies to get something done.
He cost me yesterday, Yelich did. That's the only hitter that didn't hit for me. I had everybody else yesterday except Yelich. Damn shame.
So I have Teoscar tonight for the Dodgers. And because, of course, it's been a slow start to the night, Matias, we have to add on a little bit. So I'm playing Ramos from the Giants, and I played Ohtani as well. So this is what happens when you get – this is like a Joe move, what I'm doing right now. Nothing's gone right for me so far, and I killed this – I thought Verdugo just hit a homer. He missed a homer by about a foot and a half. Smashed the guy earlier in the night, and – he had a hit before and now just missed a homer by inches to tie the game. I'm pulling a Joe here, Matias. Things haven't gone well. We've got a bunch of guys. Judge has been walked four times. Gunnar Henderson, no homer. Ozuna got rained out. So Brenton Doyle's hitting into double plays. So we're gonna fire in more on the Giant-Dodger game. That's kind of how we're going to play it.
Let's take Freddie to hit a homer. I think Freddie should be a tater tot today.
I've kind of already fired them all in, but you want to play Freddie too? Is that what you're telling me? Now, I played Will Smith last night, and he didn't hit, which made me want to try to maybe add Will Smith in as well because, you know, that's, like I said, same scenario as with Jaron Duran. Usually when I play a guy and he doesn't hit, he hits the next day. I don't love Freeman tonight. Don't love Freeman. You're probably making
me add
on.
What about Lux? Let's go with Lux. Big time Lux.
Man, he's hit a couple homers recently, too. Killing me here, Matias. I'm not playing
money, baby.
Lux.
Let's go.
I'm going to go to my guys. Will Smith, I'm going to go to. He's my guy. I'm already in on Teoscar and Ohtani and Ramos. I mean, maybe take another Giant. This Knack stinks. How about a little Estrada at 8-1 tonight? Has Estrada got any good
Estrada
numbers? Tiaro Estrada. Career against Landon Knack. He doesn't have any at-bats against him. Your boy Landon Knack. All right. We'll get somebody else in there. All right, Matias, tremendous job as always. Joe will be back tomorrow. I have lots of college football for him to make up for tonight. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Great job, Matias Brabel. Catch a bunch of tickets. See you tomorrow, Grid.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.